Zeich Nishmas Avimur, Yaakov Ben Sopechas, Zeich Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vasu Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, today we're continuing in Packet Yud Zayin, and then we'll do some Chumash. And Sunday, we have a Shir on Sunday, as usual, on Sunday at 11 o'clock, as usual, and we have to still fish up Chivas for Kablonis we were doing, so we'll send that up. We should always come on Sundays, very important. Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the Ginas Varadim. In terms of, what's considered Kiddush Malkum Suda in terms of Zman, right? Like compared to Seder, right? Because we don't eat right away. So we did a couple of things. So let's take a look at the summary of this in the Shari Tshuva on page 20. Let's see what the Shari Tshuva says on page 20. Ayin ve'heitev v'ayin k'dinas v'radim v'l'chathil yesh lisod miyad av'v'diyev v'mishad sh'over hanoso d'kos kiddush. So he says, what was his pshat? So really you should make, right away you should have the suda. But if you didn't, as long as you still feel the coast in your stomach, right, then it's good.
It does like the first
chat, right? Right. Then he says, I ain't machzik brachim b'shem sefer habatim chav yad, shem kiddish v'mokim echa v'daitel lecho yochol l'shmo misham divrei and the Kaddish, but also Moshem Kiddush, and then Mokum Tzudas, Alpha Mishin, Obi, Mokum Tzudas, and Kiddush. So who is this Shita that he says here from the Sefer Habatim? But if you could hear, right, if you're in a place where you can eat someplace else, but you'll be able, you, theoretically, if you would have been there now, you'd be able to hear the Kiddush. Who is that Shita? That was the Sefer HaShlamah.
Which was the
Shita
of the Shlomo?
That if I'm in, say, making Kiddush in one building, and I'm going to eat in another building next door.
Okay.
And so as long as if I'm going to be there now in the other building, I would be able to hear the Kiddush, that's Kiddush Brachim Suda. So the concept that it has to be the same building is only if you're far enough that you won't be able to hear. But if you're in two adjacent houses, right? Sometimes you have two houses, right? One next to the other. And if you just open the window, you'd be able to hear. You'd be able to hear from one house to the other. Then you would be yotze.
Weren't there similar questions during the plague in Europe when they had quarantine houses?
Yeah, exactly. But that was in terms of being mitzaref to a mini. Here we're going to talk about, you see, and there it had to do with being able to see. Here it's about being able to hear. Let me ask you a question. According to the Sefer HaShlamah, if we made Kiddush in one place, right? And then you're going to go to the other place to eat. And you'd be able to see, but you wouldn't be able to hear. In other words, you're hearing the Kiddush because you're in the place A. Then you're going to go to place B to eat. So we said, if you could hear from place A to place B, had you been in place B now, you'd definitely be yotze. But what if you wouldn't been able to hear? Now you're here because everyone's together in place A. Now they're going to split. Some people will go to place B. So, but you could see, you'd be able to see, but you wouldn't be able to hear. He doesn't say seeing, he says hearing. But usually the tziruf is seeing, right? The tziruf is usually not a din in hearing, it's a din in seeing. So it's funny that the Sefer HaShlamah only speaks about hearing, not seeing. Because the idea is theoretically you could hear the Kiddush had you been in the other place already. So he means dafka hearing, not seeing.
What about like if it was like a soundproof room? Would that not count?
If you can't hear, then you can't hear. It wouldn't count.
Saying that as like, you know, saying that as a way of like, it's just too obvious that like if you can see, then you can use it.
You mean you're saying that seeing is always better, so the Kiddush is even hearing. But I don't know. Well, maybe you could say that since it's a din in the Kiddush, so there's no Indian of seeing Kiddush. Kiddush is about hearing Kiddush. So since had I theoretically been in the other place, I'd be able to hear Kiddush from that said in room A to room B. So maybe that would be good enough.
Is there a set distance? Is there a set distance on Allah that's considered able to hear or not? You know what I'm saying?
Hearing has just says, could you hear? Practical.
So, really, what if someone's deaf? Could he not ever make Kiddush without Kasuda?
If someone's deaf, so how is he going to hear Kiddush? He'll have to make Kiddush himself.
If
the person's deaf, he won't be able to be, he has to make his own Kiddush then.
But there won't be a Kiddush without Kasuda, because...
No, if he makes his own Kiddush, it won't be Kiddush at all if he's trying to hear Kiddush from somebody on his deaf. But, who wanted to say something? Yeah, you were saying something? Yehuda?
Yeah, Rabbi, I want to know if the clear be necessary, but what about the man the Omer who went to Yigal Aro and he went to Makadish?
Yeah.
So, you can hear from upstairs to downstairs. No, maybe that wasn't the case.
In other words... In other words, Yehuda is asking, in the case of that he made Kiddush on the upstairs, and then he made another Kiddush downstairs because he felt he wasn't Yotzei, but B'chor you could be able to hear, unless it's talking about you're not able to hear. That's a good question. So what do you say? What do you say?
For ear, it's not a kasha. That's why. But for hearing.
Yeah, but it seems to me that he's saying dafka. You have to hear. In other words, he doesn't speak about ria. The sefer shlomo. He says if you could.
How is Hashlomo's opinion of Mokum in one place we can hear from impact the famous case of the shul in Alexandria?
The Halakha shul in Alexandria, where they waved the flags.
What was that case?
In Egypt, they had a shul where they, so many people there were so big you couldn't hear, so you waved the flag and then they would answer Amen when they knew it was time to answer Amen. You couldn't hear, but they waved the flags. So you want to know. So over there, it's in the same location.
But if the Hashem is defining Makom as
where he's defining Makom for Kiddush, but Makom Suda.
Ah, so he's like a specific type of Makom.
And they're in Taka two different places, two different Rishuyas, really. So maybe it shouldn't be Kiddush, Makom Suda. He's saying a Kiddush, Lagabe Kiddush, Makom Suda, that it's really not the same Makom. And yet he's still counting it because you could theoretically hear. From there.
So really, it has nothing to do with that.
Right, that's a different halakha.
Well, that's not about Kiddush, it's about Lexington.
Right.
Okay, so let's look now in the Hela, in the Aruch HaShulchan. Earlier, Aruch HaShulchan. Wait one second. From page 21, the Rapha Shulchan?
Yes.
Kosar Rabbeinu Haramal, Besiv Gimel, Sarach Lacha B'mokim Kiddush, Alter, O Shehoya, V'dai B'lochol Shom Yad. And then, right, that was the Lashon of the Ramah. You either have to heal Alter, or have to have daito. Lechol sham. Okay, let's see the lashon in the Ramah. Oshay b'daito lechol miyad. Lechol efi lechol b'machol kiddush einu yotzi. So either you eat the miyad or you die to lechol sham miyad. So shehaya, the die to lechol, page 22. Aval b'lachach yafil ochol b'mokim kiddush, enu yotze. But if he didn't... Aval b'lachach yafil ochol b'mokim kiddush, enu yotze. But if he didn't eat right away, and even though he ate in the makom of kiddush, he's not yotze because he paused too much. Well, he didn't have in mind. You know, daito shalol ochol shomiyad, v'nimloch v'ochol. So either he has to have das to eat them right away, or actually eat them right away. From the zliv b'tarvay l'kula, you have two kulas. If I have daito lechol miyad, how will be shal yedesib v'nimshach harbeiz man yotze. If you were planning to eat right away, and then you got somebody engaged you with a conversation, and you look at your clock before you know it, it's an hour past. So that's still called Kiddush Mokum Suda, because he had a das to eat miyad. Or he actually ate miyad.
Right? Why is das enough?
Al das hamokum, why is das enough? Because maybe the word is that you need. We said before yesterday in the footnote in the Guinness for Radim, you need a tziruf. You need a tziruf between the suda and the kiddush. So by the fact that you actually ate it right away afterwards, that's a tziruf. Or the fact that you were planning, it's a kiddush. In other words, that's a big kiddush. I would have said if you're planning to eat, you know, who cares what you're planning? Maaseh should be told in the actuality. Did you eat there right away or not? That's what I would have said.
We're a religion of action.
Right, we're a religion of action. Right, exactly.
Well, so like the Sephar, like Das is like enough of a...
But the Das can make it serif.
For how long?
What do you mean for how long?
You can't wait 7 hours. There's still a limit to that serif.
I mean, you're saying, what, if you had das to eat right away, and then you know...
It took you a really long time to set the table.
Yeah.
Also, isn't that a hesach hadas? Is that...
And that's what Meir mentioned yesterday. What's the din of... He had a hatzolah call, right? He had a hatzolah call. So if you had the hatzolah call in the middle of Pesach Seder... But it could be according to the Ramah. The Maisa, you had das, when you make Kiddush, you had das to eat right away. So if you hold that das is enough, then it's enough.
But also, isn't not a problem if there's like a separation of das?
No, but he's saying that the fact that you had das to eat right away, so the, you're saying that, you know, I'll see machshavu, you know, it's a, this Ramah is a tremendous Kiddush.
No,
that's not like a tchila. You're right. You're right. It's not. It's definitely not like a tchila. But it works.
Rebbe.
Avram.
I was wondering, like, at the Pesach Seder, you know, you have, you know, Kaddish, Orchatz, Karpas, you have. Yachatz, Magid, Rachsa. So you have, like, you're eating little bits along the way before you get to the Suda.
Right.
So first you have the tom of the Kiddush in your mouth. That'll take you to the Karpas or whatever. Karpas takes you to the next thing. And the next thing. And then, you know, so maybe that will help to keep the, you know, Kiddush, right. Makam Suda.
So then why is it more about
Yeah, but the main length of time in the Seder comes from Maggid, and that comes after all of those.
Right. Howard Ben Eberman just said that, but he thinks the main pausing of time is the time of Maggid, and that's after the Kiddush and after the Karpas. So Ben Eberman Shlita is saying that he's still... Okay, but that's what we discussed yesterday, that maybe Pesach Seder is a continuum, so even though it's not exactly, okay, you're right, you're both right. But says, we follow the kula of both. That as long as you feel, as long as you actually ate right away, or you had in mind to eat right away. If you had in mind not to eat right away, or but in the end, if you had in mind not to eat right away or eat someplace else, in the end you did eat right away, you also yotza. But if you didn't have a mind to eat right away, and you didn't eat it right away, so you did both things improperly, then you're not yotze. Because at least you have to have one of them. Either you have to have das to eat right away, or actually eat right away. But if you didn't do either of them, you're not yotze.
Is this only for Shabbos morning? That, like, we're not talking about Friday night at all.
Why? Why do you say that?
I'm thinking that the only way we can apply these kula, that we can say that it's like, you know, we're going to base it off the kula, as if it's Shabbos morning, because it's just like, it's just Kiddush Rabbah, it's a requirement, but it's not.
No, I think it's even yeah. Friday night, this Rambam applies. I don't think the Rambam makes a distinction.
Okay. Really? Isn't it strange?
Well,
isn't it strange that one is covered?
What did you say?
Like
Yehuda?
Isn't it strange that one is coming from the Ma'aril? But the Ma'aril doesn't say anything about the oinus, about the Ma'aril was saying that if it's the next thing on your agenda and you're walking down the block, then if you have that, then it's okay. That's the next thing in your agenda.
Well, let's see. Wait, let's finish the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe we'll take a look back at the Ma'aril. Yearly, the La'alte ain't going to take a mamish, but he has a grega. What does La'alte mean? It doesn't mean mamish, you can't waste a second. You can't be. Loshan alte ain't a mamish. It doesn't have to be mamish alte. Zman lo maruba. Right. Alte means it's not a long amount of time. Not a long amount of time. So, despite Shikyadish Babayis, Almanas Lechel Baaliyah. Oh, he's talking about your case, Yehuda. Person is about Mikadish Babayis, Almanas Lechel Baaliyah, having Mokum Sudav. Right? In other words, you can make Kiddush upstairs and eat downstairs, vice versa, even though it takes a little time, so it's not instantaneous that you get downstairs or upstairs, but that's nothing. That doesn't count. You understand? This can't be. You understand? So, which is very logical. In other words, you have to have some, leeway. Have to have some leeway. It doesn't have to be mamish. It's not like talk de libor. So then he says, "Only the Torah malach hasharis." So if he rova achar kiddush machlifim habagodim, he says, "Why have the kiddush people change clothing?" What does that mean? That means they put on, they take off their jacket and they put on their kapata, right? That's what it means, Ezra, right? You take off your your jacket, and then you put on your kind of your tishbekesha. Right? That's probably. Yehuda?
So even if there's no syrup, if you're just like schmoozing after Kiddush, as long as it's not too long, it's okay?
What would be a problem? Like, what's the length of time that would be a problem? If you dust?
Within a face. What do you think?
I feel like just 2 hours would be a separation.
The question is...
Or even like, I would say probably an hour. Sure.
Yeah, okay, could be. Okay, where's the Mariel? Let's see the Mariel. Let's see it. What page are you? Page 8. Fein lechalek ben zman kotzel zman orach. Kevin teinu kovei atzma b'shas kiddush l'suda. Rei daito lecho miyad achar kiddush afil hayolech derech godol. Tokach shoa chegil l'sham.
Right, so isn't that like, I thought that would be better than an Inus, because...
So let's see, what does the Yerushalmi say? What does he say, Yehuda?
Well, the Yerushalmi was talking about going from Bias L'Sukkah, no?
Yeah. Bias...
I think he's just saying that Lufi the Yerushalmi, he's just pointing out that it's okay Lufi the Yerushalmi because Lufi the Yerushalmi, you can go mi bias and you can still have
that. Okay, they got the Lachalachas man Beruba. A few fish. Let's see, where did we bring the Yerushalmi for the first time here in the packet?
Well, it's quoted in Taisvis.
Let's see. Yes.
Because it seems the Mariel didn't learn like Taisus, and he yelled that Lufi the Yerushalmi, you can even have Daas Mibayis Levayis Mamish.
Right.
And that's why he's saying, so Lufi the Yerushalmi, you can go on a walk. I think the footnote they say that, you're just mentioning it parenthetically, that Lufi the Yerushalmi, you can go on a walk, and it's not considered Shini Makum,
So, yeah, where's the footnote?
He's just talking about the amount of time. Saying even a short walk, if you have a walk to the
place. Where's the footnote?
I don't know if it's in this one second. Footnote. I'm sorry, I confused the footnote. It's the footnote in the tour. It's the footnote, it's not in this.
Yeah.
But they point out that in the footnote of the tour, they point out that the Maharil was talking about when he's saying Yerushalmi in the Babli, it seems to be contrasting that Lefi Yerushalmi, you can even go Mibayis Labayis.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a tangential point that he's saying that. But the point is that as long as, even if there's, that's how you can get a walk in, because Lefi Yerushalmi, Lefi the Babli, you can't leave the house. One second you leave the house, you're ready. No matter how long you wait, it's still it should be a problem.
Uh-huh.
So, but Lamai said, either way, doesn't it seem from being Lefi Yerushalmi, so the example, even let's say Lefi Yerushalmi, where you can go on a walk and you could have a 10-minute walk to your host's house, so you make it to your house, so that would be okay. But it sounds like it's that's different than an Ines, because an Ines is, right. At least there, it's the next thing on your agenda is you're eating your Shabbos.
So in other words, you're saying that, like in Breuers, say Breuers, they have the shul. Then right across the street is the social hall, 90 beds. So it takes probably two minutes to walk from work. So you're saying maybe, so the minute is they make Kiddush, I assume they make Kiddush there, in the social hall. But you're saying technically if they make in the shul, that should be okay according to the Yerushalmi. Because it's...
Right.
Okay.
Right, but then also, it would sound like being on social hall, I would think, is totally different than this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so cool. If anything, I would think is an oinus is completely mistaken for some das. You know, someone has an so cool for half an hour and they're dealing with that. It's different than the next thing on their agenda is their Shabbos meal.
Yeah.
Even if it's a 10-minute walk.
Right here. Okay. So Bezer Shabbat on Sunday we'll have continuing in Yonei Schiris for Kablanas. We'll have a 2-minute break now and we'll have Chumash share now. Thank you.